Good morning, and thank you for inviting the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office to appear this morning. My name is Justin Hughes, and I'm Senior Advisor to the Undersecretary of Commerce for Intellectual Property. Along with me here is my colleague Stuart Graham, the USPTO Chief Economist, and the fact that the USPTO has a Chief Economist speaks to how much this administration listens to what happens at the national academies. As many of you know, Stuart and I have alternative lives in academia, in law and economics, respectively. Along with the rest of the Commerce Department, the USPTO is pleased to see the effort underway here at the National Academies. The USPTO has principal responsibility in the administration for advising the President on matters of intellectual property policy, including copyright law. And we wanted to first tell you some of what our work is in this area. And then second, Stuart may give you some general thoughts from PTO as to what this committee might be working on. Beginning in March of this year, USPTO, along with our sister agency, the National Telecommunications and Information Administration, NTIA, initiated an in-depth examination of copyright policy regarding the Internet. NTIA's principal responsibility in formulating policy for the administration in telecommunications matters made it natural that our two agencies would work together on this project. The USPTO-NTIA effort is a piece of the Department of Commerce's larger Internet Policy Task Force. During the spring and early summer, USPTO and NTIA, along with participation from the White House Intellectual Property Enforcement Coordinator, held almost 20 informal, off-the-record listening sessions with close to 100 participants representing copyright interests, ISPs, technology companies, universities, libraries, and civil society. Many of those participants followed up the listening sessions with informal submissions and additional information. We culminated that portion of our effort with a public symposium held on July 1 at the Department of Commerce. On the 5th of this month, the Department of Commerce released a notice of inquiry on copyright policy, creativity, and innovation in the Internet economy. The NOI poses a series of questions concerning A, protection of copyrighted works and detection of online infringement, B, Internet intermediaries, including their collaborative efforts with content owners, C, consumer interests, including the future of user-generated content, and D, the strengths and weaknesses of existing copyright law in relation to the online environment. Although the deadline for response to the NOA is not until November 19th, we have already received over 60 submissions. Overall, this effort will be the most comprehensive study of copyright and the Internet that the Department of Commerce has undertaken since the Information Infrastructure Task Force of the Clinton administration. Now, having said all that, the question I assume this committee will have is when does the department plan to have a final report? Unfortunately, we cannot give you a precise answer to that at this time. The goal of the USPTO and NTIA is to produce a thorough and balanced document, and I think it is fair to say that we all believe that getting it done is more important than getting it done quickly. But we wanted to come to you today and tell you about that effort and what we have done to date, so that we can ensure that we have a good collaborative and communication experience with this committee. And with that, I'd like to turn it over to Professor Graham, and then we'll be happy to answer some questions.
Thank you, Justin. Let me first of all reiterate Justin's thanks for inviting us, the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, to appear this morning and to offer comments on your ongoing effort. My name is Dr. Stuart Graham, as Justin indicated, and I am Chief Economist at the USPTO. Having been consumers of prior evidence generated by the Board on Science, Technology, and Economic Policy, we recognize the value of bringing light to bear on issues associated with intellectual property protections in the context of the U.S. national innovation system. It is in pursuit of that exploration that the Department of Commerce, the NTIA, and the USPTO are engaged in the various inquiries Justin Hughes has described. The President of the United States Strategy for American Innovation, released in September 2009, identified several broad themes for spurring innovation, supporting sustainable growth, and producing high-quality jobs in America. One theme identified the necessity of investing in the building blocks of American innovation, including, among others, educating the next generation with 21st century knowledge and skills, and developing an advanced information technology ecosystem. Another broad theme recognized national priority in promoting competitive markets that will continue to spur productive entrepreneurship. These themes are important ones, especially in light of the huge contribution that innovation, from idea to marketplace to adoption, has made to our national economic growth since the Second World War. However, we have evidence from economists both inside and outside of government that the totality of the productivity gains and social benefits flowing from the information and digital revolutions is not being captured in the national accounts. In this context, generating evidence on the state of innovation in the digital and information economy is key, especially as regards a focus on measurement. It is in this spirit that Department of Commerce, NTIA, and USPTO are engaged in investigating the role that copyright plays in the digital economy, and we are prepared and willing to help this National Academy's effort in appropriate ways. With that, I'd like to just open us up for questions.
Paul? This is, I think, to Justin. Will you be doing primary research investigation as part of your effort in looking at copyright?
No, the answer to that is not, although we are gathering a tremendous amount of information, both formally and informally, not primary research as I think you would understand it. We have had listening sessions with a number of economists discussing with them things that we should be doing, but as part of this and our plan for the report or the study that might result, the answer is no.
Have you evaluated areas in which research might benefit the outcome of your work?
We are evaluating that.
But
the past tense is, the answer is no. The present tense answer would be yes.
It might be useful if you've got views on where useful areas of inquiry, you know, appropriate to pursue, to share that with us, because I think that would be an interesting thing for us to be aware of.
As anyone who works for the U.S. government knows, to share a view requires clearing a view. And that takes a lot of time.
Chris? Just a suggestion more than anything else, maybe not necessarily sharing a view, but sharing some of the material that you've gathered at a sooner time would probably be useful for our purposes, and we'd appreciate that.
I already anticipated to my colleagues that you would ask that question. All of our the formal submissions in response to the notice of inquiry will be posted after the November 19th date online. Dennis Amari, my colleague from the NTIA, is here with us, and I was joking with Dennis that we could start posting them now, generating a blogosphere of replies and rebuttals back and forth, but that's not our plan. Those will all be posted. The July 1st symposium that was held at the Department of Commerce, I believe, is available now as a webcast, and Dennis and I are uncertain if it's available as a transcript, but we could certainly effort to do that.
Chris, do you have a question?
No, I'm good, thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you. We look forward to working with you.